The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs and David DeKaiser as Rabbi Abraham Fine.
Morning, Sue.
Hi, Brian. Come in.
Thanks. I've got this month's attendance figures. We're up 3.7%.
Brilliant.
Thought you'd be pleased.
Are we getting more than the Orthodox?
The Tel Aviv branch of the Saddam Hussein fan club gets more than the Orthodox.
So we're officially the most successful synagogue in Hillfield.
Oh, yeah. Mind you, the best attended house of worship round here is the mosque.
Yeah?
They really go by the book. Compared to them, Rabbi Fine is avant-garde.
What a thought.
They're having a drive this year to get people to go on the Hajj.
Oh, the trip to Mecca?
Every Muslim who can afford it is supposed to visit once in their life.
And that's how I feel about the Harvey Nicks dress department. How do you know all this, anyway?
Oh, I do the books for that big cash and carry on the London Road.
Abdullah's Emporium?
Yeah. He's quite an interesting guy, actually. Reckons his ancestors travelled the Silk Road, trading in precious jewels and spices.
And now he's here on the A1 flogging beer and baked beans.
No, he's making a nice living. Told me he's spending £10,000 on his daughter's wedding.
£10,000? Who's she marrying? Sheikh Mohammed?
An optician from St Albans. What?
Oh, just talking about weddings. I might have a little announcement soon.
Oh?
Yeah. I've been seeing this really nice bloke for a while.
Oh, mazel tov.
It's not official yet, so don't go blabbing it round.
Like you just have.
Well, I had to tell someone. I'm having a hard enough job keeping my mother off the scent.
Ooh, wants to get her little daughter married off, does she?
Oh, she's had the Jewish Chronicle wedding announcement number memory coded into the phone for the last 3 years.
So, what's his name?
Gary. Oh, he's really nice. I think we're going to be very happy.
Well, the best of luck. Oh, don't pick April the 18th.
Why, is it Passover?
No, Spurs v Arsenal. These keys are so stiff. I'm soaked.
Abraham, is that you?
So who are you expecting, the Messiah?
Faye's here. We're in the living room.
Ah. Regular.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
Wet and cold. I used to enjoy the morning service. Now it's just a few old men come and tell you how ill they are. Harry Melnick today, within sight of the Holy Torah, is telling me about his prostate.
Abraham.
Harry, I said, God wants to hear your prayers, not your prostate. Well, he says, he gave me it. Harry,
Abraham,
I said...
Abraham, Faye's got something to tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm listening.
Well, this might cheer you up, Dad. Gary's engaged.
Gary? Mm-hmm. Mazel tov! My own grandson! At last I'll see him in a shirt and tie. So, who's the girl? Who's her father?
Well, it's all been a bit sudden. We haven't actually met her yet. All he said to me and David is, Mum, Dad, she's a nice Jewish girl and you'll love her.
So, when do we get to meet her? The wedding day?
Look, I've only seen him twice in the last 6 months.
In the old days, kids came home to see their parents.
Ah, well, they can afford their own washing machines now. But he says next week definite he'll bring her for dinner.
I can't believe it. It only seems like yesterday I was playing with him on my knee.
He's 26, Mum.
26? So it's about time he was married. And I hope he's going to grow some hair, or will he still shave his head like a Jewish Yul Brynner?
He's in the music business. It's the style.
I take it you'll want me to officiate.
Now, don't go ironing your best talis just yet. Let's meet the girl and her family first.
My own grandson. Who else should do it?
I said we'll see. Anyway, maybe her grandfather's a rabbi too.
I wouldn't think so. Moshe Ginsburg is too old, Henry Shapiro's too young, and Solly Plotnikov has told me, that all five of his grandchildren are in Israel.
Oh, lovely.
The 200th time he mentions it, it's not so lovely.
There are more rabbis than the 3 or 4 in this area, but I don't think she's from a rabbinical family.
No. If this girl has any connection with the rabbinate, I'll be very surprised.
You know, dear, since I met you, I'm drinking twice as much coffee and eating 3 times as much cake.
I know. Great, isn't it?
So, what's this wonderful piece of news you couldn't tell me on the phone?
Well, I could have, I suppose, but I wanted to tell you face to face. I'm engaged.
Mazel tov. Oh, the This is amazing. Only this morning my daughter came round and told me our grandson was engaged.
Really? Well, mazel tov to you too.
Thanks. So who's the lucky man?
Well, he's really nice. He's tall, good-looking, he's in the music business. The only thing I don't like about him is the way he shaves his head.
He shaves his head.
I keep telling him I want to run my fingers through his hair.
Well, I hope you and Gary will be very happy together.
Thanks. But, hang on, I didn't tell you what his name was.
My grandson, who's just got engaged. He's tall and good-looking. He's in the music business. He shaves his head and his name's Gary.
You're going to be my grandma-in-law. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, but hang on a minute.
I know. You're gaining a grandpa-in-law too.
Oh, my goodness. He hates me, doesn't he?
He doesn't hate anyone, dear. I think that comes with the job. He hates what you stand for.
Well, how do you think he'll take it?
Leave him to me. I was the one who broke the news to him that the new chief rabbi was 20 years younger than he was.
So, what do you think of Gary?
What should I think? He's my grandson. He's a lovely young man. We've been wondering when he was going to get married.
He hasn't exactly gone the way of his grandfather, religious-wise.
Well, how many grandsons do? Does he go to your synagogue?
Well, I've started to get him along. I think he'll get into it.
Wonderful what the feminine touch can do. But there's a problem with this wedding. I'm going to have to use my womanly wiles on.
What?
If it's in the reform, Abraham will refuse to go.
Oh, I see what you mean. You can talk him into it, can't you?
I'll try. But I think even Motahari would have a job swinging this one. Abraham? Are you listening to this?
Not particularly. I was just making a few notes on what I might say at the wedding.
Ah, well, actually,
I know it's not for a while, but, well, it's not every day you do your own grandson's wedding in your own synagogue.
I wanted to talk to you about that. I found out a little bit about who the bride is.
Oh, yes?
You're not going to like it. Remember, we were wondering if she might have a rabbinical connection.
One of her family is a rabbi?
Yes. Someone from round here.
Moshe Ginsburg, I knew it. Well, he can't officiate it. His age, his voice is gone.
Not Moshe Ginsburg.
Henry Shapiro? No, his kids are still at school.
Not Shapiro.
So, one of Sully High and Mighty Plotnikovs is back from Israel. That might stop him from going on about it every time.
Plotnikov.
Not Ginsburg, Shapiro, or Plotnikov? Well, there is no one else, not round here.
Yes, there is.
Who?
Well, Gary is engaged to the woman from the Reform, Rabbi Jacobs.
He can't be. It's not possible. He wouldn't marry out.
It's not marrying out. She's still Jewish.
You're sure about this?
Positive. I've just been speaking to her.
What do you mean you've been speaking to her?
I bumped into her. We use the same shop.
So you have to speak to her?
Now, don't be silly. They're all perfectly decent people. And they say it's a very nice place inside.
What is?
The Reform Synagogue.
Oh, no. I'm not setting foot in that building.
Abraham, it's your grandson. You have to.
Sadie, it's not a synagogue. I can't go. As far as I'm concerned, he'll be living in sin.
Perhaps they'll come to you as well, for a blessing.
A blessing? Like they sneeze and I say Gesundheit? There is no blessing. There's a wedding or there's no wedding. And if there's no Orthodox wedding, I cannot have anything to do with it.
Well, Motahari, what now? Maybe Melvin will be able to get through to him.
Oh, it's all very difficult, Rabbi. Still, it could be worse. At least she's Jewish.
Melvin, you're my chairman of the council. You're my sorter out. What can I do?
Oh, not much, Rabbi. It's going to happen more and more often. It's bound to.
Why do they always go in the wrong direction? If he was bringing her over to us, that would be fine. especially if she brought some of her camp followers with her.
It doesn't seem to happen that way round, does it?
No, it's a law of nature. The impure contaminates the pure. If you trail your sleeve in some dirt, it's never the dirt that gets sleevey.
Is that from the Torah?
Oh, Reader's Digest. But the worst part of this whole business is, do I go to the wedding? In her synagogue.
Mm.
If I do, I'm going against all my principles. I'm validating what I don't believe in.
Yeah.
And if I don't, my wife and daughter will never speak to me again.
Ooh.
So what do I do? Well, come on, Melvin. What would you do in my situation?
I do. Ask my rabbi.
Ah, but who does the rabbi ask?
Another rabbi.
Who? Ginsburg would say, don't go. Shapiro would say, go. And Plotnikov would tell me about his grandchildren in Israel.
Mm.
Again with, it's not an answer.
Mm.
There is no answer. Either I miss my grandson's wedding and start a family argument I'll suffer from till the day I die, or I go to that place and lose every shred of my self-respect, in which case I might as well be dead.
Are you going to spend the whole evening looking like a complete misery?
I should be jumping for joy.
Look, your son-in-law's come and picked you up. You're going to meet your grandson's fiancée for the first time. Most people would be delighted.
You know why I'm not delighted.
Well, you had to meet her sooner or later. How do you and Faye feel about her, David?
We love her. Let's be honest. Orthodox, Reform, what does it matter as long as people are going somewhere?
My own son-in-law. Don't tell me you've gone over to them as well.
Well, I don't actually go to her place.
Well, you don't actually go to my place. So much for as long as people are going somewhere.
To me, Judaism isn't saying prayers all day. It's in here, in the heart.
Oh, excuse me. For 4,000 years we've prayed as a community. But you know best.
My opinion's as good as the next man's. Okay, God's never appeared to me and told me to build an ark or take my son up a mountain and sacrifice him. He knows I've got a business to run.
Listen to him. Being a landlord's agent, he compares to our forefathers.
I'm a surveyor and a property manager. Maybe if the Jews had had a decent property manager, they'd never have lost the promised land in the first place, and we wouldn't have all the troubles we got now. Did you think of that?
Okay, both of you. Enough. We're here. Let's just try and have a nice, pleasant evening. And remember what I said. Behave.
Of course I'll behave. What am I, a child?
Well, welcome to the party.
Mom, Dad, come in.
Hello, dear. Oh, and here's the blushing groom.
Hi, Grandma.
Mazel tov, dear.
Grandpa?
Mazel tov, son.
Sue, mazel tov, dear. Oh, I'm so pleased for you.
Oh, thanks, Sadie. It's nice to see you.
Abraham, this is Sue Jacobs. Sue, this is my husband, Rabbi Fine.
Hello, Rabbi Fine. Very pleased to meet you.
Good evening. I wish you mazel tov.
And mazel tov to you.
Well, I never heard so many mazel tovs since Spurs won the double. Who's for a drink?
Oh, sherry, please.
Oh, someone doesn't need to be asked twice.
David.
Already I'm in trouble. You see what marriage is, son? You offer your mother-in-law a drink, you get a row.
Who's rowing? I'm just saying. Whiskey, Dad.
Thank you. With a little water.
Light of my life?
I'll have a martini and lemonade.
It's the right one. It's martini. There we go. The right one for a right one.
Oh, we do have guests, David. If you could keep your smart comments to yourself for one night.
A good barman always makes conversation, my petal. Now, Sue?
Gin and tonic?
One gin and tonic coming up for my daughter-in-law, the rabbi. And son?
Oh, I'll have a lager.
Gary, you're not in the pub with your mates now. Have a civilised drink.
He wants a lager, let him have a lager.
I presume he won't throw up over the couch this time.
David?
Dad, I was 13.
Ah, 13. My big grown-up bar mitzvah boy. Today I'm a man. Whoops. Oh, maybe not quite.
Be getting out the pictures of me in my sailor suit next.
I've still got some of you naked on the rug.
Oh, I don't think Sue wants to see Gary naked on the rug. Oh, oh dear.
Well, what they do in the privacy of their own home, eh?
David, I won't ask you again.
And a small whiskey for the host. Oh, well, make it a large one. So, to the happy couple, L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Well, Rabbi, fine. We'll have to call you Rabbi Number One and Sue Rabbi Number Two. You're very quiet.
Well, you know me. Happy to let others do the talking.
Ah.
Sue, any idea when the big day's going to be?
No, Grandma, no. We haven't set a date yet. Well, we're not in any rush. I'm really busy at work at the moment.
Oh, too busy to come and see his mother more than once in a blue moon. Now too busy to get married.
Well, we're bringing out so many albums at the moment.
And is bringing out albums more important than your wedding?
Well, it is to the record company. Then Robin, my best man's tied up with tours. He's in Clandudno tonight.
Don't worry, Sadie. When we set a date, you'll be the first to know.
That's the way, my dear. You talk him into it. Long engagements are like short beds. They give people cold feet.
Abraham and I were married within 3 months of meeting each other.
Well, that's the way things were in those days, in the Orthodox families.
Yes, well, times change.
They certainly do. It's not just when the wedding's going to be, is it? Have you considered where?
Well, I have my own synagogue, so...
You can't officiate at your own wedding?
No, I have colleagues from other synagogues.
Other Reform synagogues?
Yes.
You appreciate I couldn't attend a Reform service?
Oh, now just this once, Dad.
I also have bosses. What would they say in Woburn Place?
I don't see why you should worry about them, dear. It's hardly going to affect your chances of becoming chief rabbi, is it?
A synagogue is a synagogue is a synagogue.
You can't not come, Grandpa.
I'd like you to come, Rabbi Fine. I really would. You'd be very welcome.
You're not going to drive the family apart, are you?
What about driving me apart? What about driving the religion apart?
Yes, well, I'm sure we can work something out. Anyway, let's eat. I've made some sandwiches.
I'll give you a hand.
Well, Gary, you and your friends certainly live an exciting life. Llandudno, eh?
Oh, it was awful, Brian. What an evening. Everyone getting on really well and then, poof, this clammy hand of doom laid over the whole proceedings.
All very awkward.
Well, I am not going to let this spoil my wedding. He can come or he can not come.
And what does Gary say?
He agrees. He says he's not going to have his grandfather dictate to him where he gets married.
Fair enough.
It's his parents I feel sorry for. And Sadie.
So, when's it all happen?
Well, Gary was going to talk to Robin to see if we could have it in the summer. They're both very busy.
Look, if you want to marry him, put your foot down. After the summer, it's Jewish New Year, then Yom Kippur, then it'll be something else.
That's what Gary's dad said.
Well, then.
What with dates and the Rabbi Fine problem, there seems to be so many people to take into account.
No, there aren't. There are only two people who count at a wedding.
Nice theory, Brian. But you know, and I know, that once families get involved...
Yeah, yeah.
Still, whatever happens at the wedding, Gary and I are happy. And we're going to stay happy. I know it. I just know it.
Think, Melvin, think. Ugh. There must be someone.
No, there's no one springs to mind.
In the whole of the congregation, there isn't one eligible young woman? No one's got a daughter?
Well, I don't think so, and even if there was, this isn't very moral, Rabbi. They're a happy couple.
They're not suited, trust me. Now, what about Nat Simon's daughter?
What, Andrea? She's only just left school. She's off to university in Newcastle soon.
Oh, why these girls want to waste their time with university when they could be getting married? What about the Hirschfeld girl?
She's also just left school.
What? She's older than that?
Yeah, she's a teacher. She's just taken early retirement. She's 40-odd.
Well, isn't that the style these days? Playboys?
What? Oh, toy boys. You really think Faye's going to be pleased if Gary decides to marry someone almost old enough to be his mother?
If I have to walk into that place, Melvin, for my grandson's wedding, it's going to be the blackest day of my life.
Oh, and if you don't go, it's going to be a good day.
Oh, Lord God, every day I pray to you. Now, just this once, I need a little something back. You made this happen. No doubt you've got your reasons. But please tell me, what on earth am I supposed to do?
Here, take this.
What is it?
It's for you. You and Gary. Go on, open it.
Oh, Brian, what have you gone and bought? Oh, this is lovely.
It's just a photo album. And there's a sort of yearbook section at the front where you can make a note of important dates. You know, all those kids that are going to come along. Your appointment as a reformed chief rabbi.
No, it's just...
A bit old-fashioned, I suppose, but I couldn't think of anything else. Story of my life, really.
Brian, I can't take this.
Nonsense. It's for the two of you. Engagement present.
No, I mean, I can't take this. It's off.
What's off?
The wedding. It's kaput. Finito. I've been stood up, slapped in the face, kicked in the backside. You get the picture? It's off.
The wedding is off.
I think you got the gist of it, yes.
But why?
Well, he said he couldn't go through with it. It'd be living a lie.
What do you mean?
He's moving to Brighton to live with a person he really loves.
And who's that?
Robin. He was going to be the best man. Seems they're a bit more than just good friends.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry? What's to be sorry? You know me. Little Miss Liberal, gay, straight. Oh, it's never bothered me. It's just that guys don't usually wait till I've announced I'm going to marry them before they decide they're gay. That's all.
Hmm.
And I should have guessed. He was never very physical. A lot of guys are scared to touch you when you say you're a rabbi. All those childhood memories of old men with long beards.
I can imagine.
But he was different. Even when I wore my best low-cut dress, he was always more interested in the material. We used to have these long, cosy evenings by the fire talking about colour schemes for our new home.
Could be a giveaway, yeah.
Especially as he had better ideas than I did.
Oh, well, plenty more fish in the sea and all that.
It's not just the fish in the sea. How am I supposed to minister to my own congregation, help them through their problems and crises when I've made such a mess of my own life?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Anyway, better to find out these things before than after.
But there's one consolation. At least I'm not going to be related to you-know-who. I wonder how a gay man in the family will go down in the Rabbi Fine book of never-changing certainties.
My own grandson, Melvin. Homosexual. I can't believe it.
Well, look on the bright side, Rabbi. At least he's not marrying her from the Reform.
Bright side? What bright side? This is worse than anybody he could marry. Marry!
Ah. Well, it's not so terrible. Lots of people are gay these days.
Melvin, I don't care about lots of people. This is my family we're talking about. This is my grandson.
Well, at least he's been honest. He said it, and now he's doing what makes him happy.
How can living with a man make him happy? First of all, it's proscribed in the Bible, though I realize how much that counts for these days.
Well, there you are, Rabbi. It must have gone on in biblical times, otherwise why would they mention it?
But it's not natural.
Well, to us it's not natural. To them, it's natural.
Reformed Jews, women rabbis, now homosexual Jews. Where will it end?
It must be what God wants for some people.
Okay, Lord. I know I asked you for something once already, but this... Have I done something wrong, Lord? If there's anything I can do to stop you tormenting me like this, just tell me. Give me a sign. Hello?
Hi, Grandpa. It's Gary.
Oh, hello.
Grandpa, I was wondering, do you know if there's a good Orthodox synagogue in Brighton?
Oh, I thought you were with the other lot now.
Well, that was being with her, really. Now I've thought about it, I think I prefer the Orthodox.
Oh, good for you.
The Reform's a bit... Well, what you see is what you get. I like the way the Orthodox make it a bit more of a performance. The Reform's Samantha Fox. The Orthodox is, well, Judy Garland.
Hold on, son. I'll just get the directory. Melvin,
mm-hmm.
It's Gary.
Oh.
You know, he's not such a bad lad after all. Melvin. Who's Samantha Fox?
There we are, dear. Nice cup of coffee and a slice of Black Forest gatto. That'll make you feel better.
Will it?
Oh, my, we are in the dumps, aren't we? Look, it could have been worse.
Could it?
You could have sent out the invitations already.
Oh, God. I'd have followed him to Brighton and strangled him with my bare hands.
And it's better than everything going wrong after you're married, isn't it?
Hmm, I suppose so. It's just that feeling of having to start all over again.
Time is a great healer.
But a lousy makeup artist. Look, I'm getting these little lines at the sides of my mouth.
Oh, there's nothing there. Look, you don't need to be in a rush. I know us older women are always on about getting married, but you must remember, in our day, being an old maid meant loneliness and probably poverty.
Oh, whereas being a rabbi is a social whirl and a life of untold wealth.
Well, social whirl isn't a phrase I'd associate with the rabbi I know best. And there's certainly not much wealth. Believe me, marriage isn't all it's cracked up to be. Abraham's a good man and everything, but if I had my time over again...
Oh, wish you'd played the field a bit, eh?
Well, like I say, it was a different era. Getting married was just an inevitable stage of life, like needing bifocals or starting to say, ups a daisy when you get out of an armchair.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Don't need men to enjoy ourselves, eh?
Exactly. You take my advice, just enjoy being young and independent, and don't even think about men for a while.
Morning, Mrs. Fine, how are you? You're looking more radiant than ever.
Oh, Danny, don't be silly. Radiant? Oh, I don't know where you get it from. Oh, Sue, have you met Danny?
No. Hello.
Hello, Sue.
Look, I'm just going to pop to the ladies. Why don't you two get acquainted? I'll see you in a couple of minutes.
That was the last in the current series of The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman. With Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs, David DeKaiser as Rabbi Abraham Fine, and Doreen Mantle as Sadie Fine. Henry Goodman was Melvin, and Jonathan Kidd, Brian. Diane Keane featured as Faye, John Bennett as David, and Ben Crow as Gary and Danny. The theme music was written by Max Harris, and the programme produced by John Fawcett Wilson.